This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, and especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there who are going to have a little bit of a problem trying to get up into the East Coast, into the big cities tonight. Now, also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And that's where our show is streaming right now, too. You can get it over there. And you can also get the podcast over there. And when we go off the air live, it will continue to stream the current show, which would be the Friday show will be on there until you hear the Saturday morning show, the weekend show. All right, joining us right now from California, it's none other than Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I actually gained a temperature at 66 degrees here.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know what? Let's see. I think we have just gone down to 50 degrees. Yeah, so we're...
I'd rather be where I'm at. Thank you.
That's right.
All right, so there you go. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, have you noticed that Joe Biden is starting to get prodded pretty good by people on his own side of the aisle, Democrats and liberals alike, that are just telling him, hey, Joe, your COVID strategy isn't making it. You need to do something different.
Well, absolutely. You know, one of these, one of the big issues that, of course, that was part of the 2020 election, and that Joe Biden had all, you know, arguably higher numbers on perception wise, was that somehow he was going to handle COVID differently. In fact, he continued to say he has a plan. You know, the Trump doesn't have a plan. I have a plan. That kind of thing. And but yet it turns out, Captain, that this administration continues to founder. And almost as if it's just amateur hour, they have no clue, evidently, about what's happening with COVID. And the president's leadership just isn't there.
Look, you don't have to be the brightest light bulb on the block to know that they had no plan at all, or they would have put it in place and away they would have gone. Now, I will tell you that Sean Hannity, who's been after Biden just nonstop, has said that Biden's plan to shut down the virus was a farce. And that he should resign.
Well, sure, because this was just platitudes. You know, I'm going to shut down the virus. And what are you going to do, Mr. President-elect? I'm going to shut down the virus or whatever, however that went. And, you know, it just one of those things where maybe they were just hoping against hope that it was just going to all start kind of go away, burn itself out, and, you know, they would reap the rewards of it. But, of course, it's been a very, very different story.
Well, just think if this was Donald Trump and this had happened 6 months after Biden touted the fact that we would have independence from COVID-19, we're now seeing cases setting records.
Well, setting records is right. Thousands and thousands of cases in Southern California alone per day. We now have, Captain, not just people on cruise ships, but I think every single cruise ship, from what I understand, has positive cases. And now you have cruise ships that are now just coming back to port after like 1 or 2 days. Things are happening all over the place, and this isn't at all what Joe Biden, I don't want to say promised, but in the general sense, he was going to manage it better, and that was one of the reasons he had to be president.
Well, turnaround is fair play here, because Biden once called Trump's COVID-19 tested push a travesty. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, who's got the travesty now?
Well, sure. And you know, what we see is the fact that, you know, they want to have anything, Captain, that gives them a good news cycle, because everything, I think that's one of the reasons why the whole January 6th thing is such a big deal to them today, and the dramatic speeches and all that, because everything from COVID to inflation to the border to foreign policy, what's happening with Putin, what's happening with China, is everything is just completely going, you know, to the dogs.
Whatever these guys accuse the Republicans of doing, they are in fact accusing them of what they are doing themselves.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And that's one of those things, you know, they're attacking democracy, but yet they want to federalize elections. They want to disenfranchise. I don't think this can be understated. They want to disenfranchise millions upon millions of people who live in the United States by trying to get rid of the Electoral College. You know, and Hillary Clinton's going to make she's trying to make a four-way back now into the public eye. But she actually said at one time, not all that long ago, well, we're moving to one person, one vote. Well, that means to get rid of the Electoral College, in my estimation, and that would disenfranchise all the people who don't live on the East or West Coast.
Yep, because it ain't about the little guys anymore. You'll lose the protections that you've got. So there you go. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back, and we're going to let our friend Jeff take us to break. So, Mr. Jeff, it's your turn.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm a police officer. I've been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnight from 2 to 6.
I'll tell you what, I remember the night, and I'm going to bring Kyle in here, I remember the night that that officer called when they had that shooting at that Wendy's in Atlanta, and he was listening, and we appreciate him. I believe he was a sergeant.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's right.
Yep, but I think
he called in. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he listens on a fairly regular basis. So, Sergeant, good job. Good job. All right, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor, I take it, and I've taken it for over 7 years. It works for me. That's why I take it. It's all natural, 100% drug-free. That's because the product, the ingredients that's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, omega-3, go to support the body's natural response to inflammation and lowers or eliminates pain associated with the exercise or whatever the problem is that you've got going on. Maybe you've got a permanent injury, and this is what you need to do to keep the edge out of the pain. This will do that. This will work with that. It'll also reduce the swelling you have. Now, it's only $19.95. With a three-week quick start, you go over to this website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over to that website and check the 1995 three-week quick start and see what happens. See if it'll work for you like it's worked for me. All right, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle, the trade deficit jumped to 19.4%, the second highest level ever.
Well, are we surprised about any of that?
Of course not.
Well, of course not. you know, that was one of the things, Captain, in the previous administration that we were really trying to get a handle on. But now, of course, it's a whole different story.
And you got to be very careful when you order stuff, especially online, because this is where the trade deficit's going south. You order something, it looks really nice, and you think you're ordering from some big fancy company made in the U.S. and all that stuff. Sometimes they say it that way, sometimes they don't. And when the product shows up, made in China.
Well, that's right.
And came from China.
And came from China, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you got to be careful. Now, the U.S. trade deficit soared to $80.2 billion in November, near the record high of $81.4 billion, which was hit in September. And in October, it had fallen to a revised $67.2 billion. However, it's bouncing around right now, and it's probably going to stay up there for a while. Now, we talked briefly about the jobless claims. They inched up to 207,000, suggesting that the Omicron has not hurt the demand for workers.
Well, hopefully not. We know that we're getting so many of these new cases because of transmissibility. But also, Captain, and the
we're also getting herd immunity.
Well, that's true. And the people I've talked to that have been vaccinated, they contract the Omicron, but they're not down for as long as they would have been, for example, without being vaccinated, number one, or as you saw with COVID in the early days prior to the vaccine.
Now, Amazon and Google are reportedly mobilizing the small businesses that they claim rely on their platforms to fight antitrust bills that threaten to break up the masters of the universe, namely Amazon and Google. Incredibly, some small businesses are arguing that bills designed to stop Amazon from copying their products and destroying their business by favoring the platform's own brand would be a net negative for their companies.
Yeah, well, that could be, you know. But what we're seeing a major shift into the online world of shopping, and that's never been more evident than it was this last Christmas time. And now, even today, Captain, we're seeing big stores like Bed Bath and Beyond beginning to close down. I think some 37 of their stores across the country, and that's got to be in large part due to people going online and not going to a brick-and-mortar store.
And it has directly to do with the fact that they booted Mike Lindell and MyPillow out, and people did go online. That was a big sales item for them.
Well, that's exactly right.
And of all the things to do.
Yeah, I think that is a component of that, a good component of that. Because also, Captain, it's the perception that some of these companies decided that they wanted to go a certain direction or make a particular political statement, and consumers don't really like that. They want to be able to get good products, and, of course, there was a lot of hysteria at that time.
Now, our governor, Ron DeSantis, gets another attaboy. He's investing some $10 million to see to it that a semiconductor production company comes over here into Florida in Osceola County, and Valencia College is going to be the college that's going to be training people to run this semiconductor production plant, if you will. And, of course, it'll be one of the few here in this country because most of that stuff comes from China.
Well, that's right. And just, you know, harken back to Christmas time and so forth, we wanted to have electronics or things that would use these kinds of componentry. So, yes, building things here in the United States is a really good start. And the Governor DeSantis, you know, is showing a lot of leadership here. Because you can't, it's going to get to the point where, based on the geopolitical things that are happening, it's going to make it even more iffy if the United States can sustain itself by having to rely on a foreign power like China.
Mm-hmm. Now, power corrupts, and shortage economies corrupt absolutely. You ever heard that before?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, we hear plenty from the media and liberals about following the science when it comes to the pandemic, correct?
Right.
When, then, did New York City choose race and social inequity over actual case rates and transmission risk in the distribution of the COVID test.
You know, Captain, we can't even wrap our heads around this kind of thing. This is the kind of thing that you expect when you literally have, for lack of a better expression, the party taking over and simply making decrees ad hoc based on its own political agenda. And so to somehow now differentiate people by the color of their skin, their race, their ethnicity, or heritage in terms of medical treatment or medical prevention that the state is providing, well, that sounds like racism, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Bill de Blasio, who's no longer the mayor, but one of the last things that he did, his administration, was he explicitly excluded the neighborhood with the highest transmission rate from their network of testing sites while putting 13 in a more diverse neighborhood with lower risk for community transmission.
Well, science is out the window.
That's not following the science.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. He's not following the science. So if they're going to, but they're under the guise that they are somehow scientific. They're the scientific priesthood, and they're going to tell you what's what. But the overriding power of the party and the party think, as we might call it, is just so great that they can't escape it. They've given themselves over to it, and they may be lost.
Well, I'm going to call it what it is. It's politicized rationing for virtue signaling and the kind of racial divisiveness that wounds this country more deeply than it heals. And this is only made possible by the scandalous failure of Joe Biden's administration to push the massive test development and production. They still haven't done that. Well, we're going to have 500 million tests. We're going to get a kit, and they're going to have it in some mail to your house. Yeah, sure. On what day of the week? And the White House reportedly failed numerous promises to deliver tests in the past, and they have, even when pushing the mandates that include the testing. So Biden and his team created both the shortage and the demand that allows the tin pot politicians, and I'm being polite by saying that, I almost said something else, and their ration needed to reap their own political benefit, which isn't working, I might add. It isn't working.
Nope, not at all.
All right, hold that thought. Headed for the bottom of the hour. Kyle and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We got lots more coming your way. And I'm going to refresh the weather here. I may have to tell you a little bit something here about what's going on at Beach before we get to the weather. We'll see. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress remembered the first anniversary of the insurrection with a candlelight vigil on the steps of the Capitol. A pro forma session was held in the House. One of the few Republicans that attended was Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney and her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney.
The future of the country is at stake.
Right.
And there are moments when we all have to come together in order to defend the Constitution.
President Biden had strong words about the Capitol riot. Speaking from Statuary Hall at the Capitol, he said the country is now at an inflection point.
We're engaged anew in a struggle between democracy and autocracy, between the aspirations of the many and the greed of the few.
In a statement, former President Trump said President Biden is trying to divide America to distract from failed policies. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, we got it all in that time. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends over at MyPillow.com. Of course, that's Mike Lindell and company. And we really appreciate them and being able to tell you about them because I believe in the products they have there, and I believe in the company, and I believe in Mike Lindell. Now, Mike Lindell, of course, is adding more products to the fold, if you will, and cleaning out some of the older stocks. So right now, this weekend, you can get some reduced prices that you would not be able to get as he tries to empty out some of the coffers. Now, go to the website, MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And if you click on the Radio Listener Specials page that's right there, there's a logo link for it, Radio Listener Specials page, you'll be able to come up with about 150 items right off the bat. Many of them will be anywhere from 50% to two-thirds to three-quarters off. Many of them. So you'll save a bunch of money. Now, as always, the promo code is CAPTAIN. The promo code is CAPTAIN. That's how you save money right off the bat right there at MyPillow.com. And if you want to call them on the phone, which you can do, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So it's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. And happy shopping. Happy shopping. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, and by the way, what were you going to get? You got something else you're working on over there.
Yeah, I'm going to get the slippers. As I said, for Christmas, got my mom the towels. She requested them. She really liked to have those. And then we also got a couple of new My Pillows for the family as well.
Are you going to get the slippers like the moccasins that I told you about?
I'm looking at the moccasins. Exactly.
Yeah, those are very comfortable. Very comfortable.
Yep.
Okay, now China and Russia are working side by side as military partners. A lot of people can't believe that, but it's true, because they have a common enemy called the United States. Now, a military analyst has warned that this is why the U.S. needs strong allies around the globe to counter that two versus one standoff. We'll see. We're not there yet.
Well, that's right, Captain. You know, China and Russia certainly have common interests in terms of becoming more prominent on the world stage, and that foe is obviously the United States, and the allies of the United States. In fact, I think since about 2001, they've had this thing called the Treaty of Good Neighborliness and Friendly Cooperation, basically, which isn't necessarily a defense pact, but it certainly does start to lay the basis for the fact that they will work together on just about anything. And as we are now into the new year and we're looking at possibilities of what may happen in Europe with Russia regarding Ukraine and China regarding Taiwan, you know, they may be a little more close-knit than we think at this point.
Now, we've had a lot of people that did a lot of bad things when it came to looting and setting fires and robbing and that sort of stuff in the big cities, especially the blue cities where all that stuff took place, right?
Right.
Well, we heard a police chief say something yesterday, and it's about time we heard something from somebody that made sense. Now, this was the Los Angeles chief. He said the biggest deterrent for criminal activity is the consequences for committing a crime. And then that was repeated, I guess the some other chiefs heard what he said, but that was repeated by the Capitol police chief, where a lot of people got away with a lot of stuff.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, the police chief there better be pretty careful, these different police chiefs, because that doesn't sound too woke, does it? If you want to have consequences for committing crimes, because you have this notion of getting people out without any bail. They get right back out on the street. The police officers arrest the people for doing crime. They get processed. They're right back out on the street. There is a particular issue right now. There was a deadly crash where the person really needs to be held, but evidently Gascon, the district attorney in Los Angeles, decided to set them free at this time. And so you have these kinds of things happening, and, Captain, people, their heads are just spinning. They can't understand why we don't enforce the law or put criminals in jail.
Now, a judge in Louisville, Kentucky, has issued a preliminary injunction that blocked a mandate for that state and two others, Tennessee and Ohio. Now, this ensures that while the cases continue to proceed, the federal contractors in Kentucky aren't subject to the Biden administration's unlawful mandate.
You know, Captain, one of the great things that we have about this country is we have a process. We have a legal process. We have a way to work things through the court system. It is specifically designed to keep a party or a government from simply issuing decrees and of this nature, and so people have the right to challenge things. And so that's exactly what we're witnessing. But unfortunately, it's getting to the point where if you're questioning the government's authority to put in a mandate, then somehow, you know, you're some kind of wacko or something, when really the opposite is true. That's why we have a process there. That's what we're supposed to do in order to figure out what are the limits and the constraints of government by the Constitution.
New York has solved all their financial problems now. You want to hear?
Sure.
Four. Count them, four sports books have been authorized to go online this Saturday at 9 a.m., bringing New York State and the gamblers on board to the biggest state to launch online betting since 2018.
Yeah, that's really something. Really something. And so we'll see how that works out.
Well, they have it there in Las Vegas in Nevada.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I never got involved in it, but I've seen it, so we'll see. But it's a big-time moneymaker.
Well, exactly right.
For the
a lot
state.
Oh, yeah, and if you've ever been to places like Caesar's Palace and so forth, they have the big all the big screens and the big sports book going on right there.
Now, the post office, the Postal Service, I thought was exempt, come to find out they're not. The United States Postal Service is seeking temporary relief from the Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate, warning of a potentially catastrophic impact to the service, and you just might not get your mail.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's happening all over in all these different aspects. And I think, Captain, people are going to really start to get tired of every time they turn around, either the first responders aren't able to respond as well as they would like to because of this or that in terms of the mandates and whatnot, or the mail can't get delivered, or the teachers won't teach, or it goes on and on. It's like every single aspect in our society that's incredibly important, you know, seems to be falling victim to all this politics.
Yeah, and we did have military bases in Iraq and Syria that hold American troops that were attacked again twice so far this week, twice. No one was killed. They tried to lob some rockets in there, had a couple of drones come in 2 days in a row into Iraq, and they shot them down. So they're 4 for 4 in the drone shooting down there in Iraq. So I don't know what's going to happen next, but... in Syria, they're flying around over there, too.
Well, exactly. So, that's right. I mean, in a heartbeat, things could get pretty bad in terms of what would the United States response be and how would Joe Biden handle something like this.
And finally, the number 68 car, the Let's Go Brandon car that they were going to put on the side of it, Let's Go Brandon, being driven by driver Brandon Brown, NASCAR said, nope, can't do it.
Well, you know... It meant something. I mean, this guy's really been through it because he happened to be in an interview that day where the correspondent said, oh, they're chanting, let's go, Brandon. That's just, you know, and he's been put in a pretty bad position. He didn't want to be political, per se. He wanted to drive racing.
He wanted to cash in on the opportunity.
Yeah, well, because at that point, what other choice might he really have, you know, because it's had a pretty detrimental effect. So I guess they're going to regulate that speech. Can't put
well, NASCAR originally gave them permission to do it.
Yeah,
which is why he went out and got a sponsor, and yep, they're all set to go. And now they're not. They're going to lose the sponsor because they can't do what they want to do with the car.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready to come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to wake Kathy up over here, and she's going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Now here's Delbert McClinton.
Tell you leaving down.
Albert Clinton standing on shaky ground. We're going to get right to the weather because we got a lot of it to tell you about. We got this big winter storm going up the East Coast. It's going to create havoc for anybody going into the big cities from, let's see here, from Philadelphia all the way to Boston and up into Maine, all along that I-95 corridor. Going to have a lot of trouble trying to get from point A to B. Now, Kyle, you got plenty of stuff out west, so go for it.
Thank you, Captain. Well, if you're just tuning in, folks, don't forget, Snoqualmie Pass along I-90 there in Washington is closed, both east and westbound. There at the, of course, the 3,000-foot level. It's 23 degrees there right now. They've got avalanche danger. It's snowing hard and zero visibility, including blowing and drifting snow. So there's no word on when it might be open again, so you definitely want to find an alternative route around Snoqualmie tonight. We have winter weather advisories and wind chill advisories all throughout northern Montana. It's snowing in Missoula, Montana right now. And, of course, as you head on up towards 4th of July Pass, you're definitely going to have snow there. Looks like it's about 35 degrees, and you definitely have winter storm warnings and maybe even a blizzard in effect that could be going on there right now. All throughout Washington State, of course, you've got winter weather advisories. You've got a lot of active rain going on there right now. Seattle and Portland continuing to see rain over the next couple of days. Also, as you're coming up from Northern California up through Oregon along Interstate 5, you're going to be into the flood watch areas, especially as you get towards Eugene, Salem, and into the Portland area as well. You got high winds on I-80. This is going to be northeast of Reno as you head out from there. But if you're heading towards Sacramento, you're going to go through Donner Pass, of course, and that's at 35 degrees. They got snow through Friday. And also we've got the dense fog advisory along the California coast from about Los Angeles to San Luis Obispo. Avalanche warning near Salt Lake City along Interstate 15. Also avalanche warning winter weather advisory coming west out of Denver along I-70. So be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we're being told by Eric that over there in Tennessee, around Sevierville, Tennessee, they're still without power. Several thousand people after 5 days of snow, they're without power over there, so that's not fun. And by the way, there's some really bad cold weather coming in that direction. North Dakota, South Dakota, matter of fact, we got below zero temperatures all across North Dakota. Just pick a spot, you'll probably guess right. The western part of Minnesota. We've also got South Dakota, a lot of really cold temperatures there. Most of Wisconsin, most of Illinois, most of Iowa, really bitter cold, bone-chilling temperatures. And then we've got snow up in the Upper Peninsula right now of Michigan. We've got a winter storm warning on the west side of Michigan, on the east side of Lake Ontario, from the Indiana-Michigan state line straight north. Right there in that corner, we've got unsettled weather conditions for Indiana, for Ohio, for Kentucky, for Tennessee, as we do have some wind and we've got some snow in the offing, if you will. Snow has moved off to the east. That was there yesterday. And it's still snowing and a winter storm warning in West Virginia right now, the whole state of West Virginia. And then over in Pennsylvania, to include Philadelphia, pardon me, to include I-76 West all the way over to the tunnel that takes you, let's see, that would be just this side of Harrisburg, I might add. And then Harrisburg, looks like we got snow in Harrisburg straight across over into Jersey. And then Jersey, we do have a winter storm warning there for the central part of Jersey. And somewhere over there, you're going to have a zone where you're going to get about a foot of snow dumped on you. So it's either going to be Jersey or it's going to be over there, Pennsylvania West on the turnpike over towards Harrisburg, one or the other. And then you've got snow going all the way up through Boston, winter storm warning in Boston, winter storm warning all the way up into Maine, right on the Nova Scotia line up there. And a lot of wind along the ocean tonight, a lot of wind. And also, one last little thing here. I'm sure that if you
have a delivery to make, you're going to be delayed, especially up in the East Coast and in the big metropolitan areas. So you want to get yourself prepared in case you get stuck out on the road like those other people were the other day there on I-95. You could be one of them coming across I-80 or, believe it or not, I-70. You could be one of them there because there's some areas where you're going to come through there where there's a lot of snow. And the roads aren't all that great. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. And that would be a great place that I'd find to camp out if I was going up east right now, because I'm telling you, it's going to get really bad going up into the big cities today. The situation's only going to get worse. But who knows? Maybe we'll be able to get lucky. All right, to the telephone line, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood, huh? Great day for ducks and roses.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris, I wonder if she wrote that speech she gave, because she really infuriated a bunch of people, and I'll tell you the ones that I know, because I was with them, that was infuriated by listening to her, and that was the firefighters that I was with yesterday in Bradenton, because of what she said when she referred to September 11, 2001, as being the equivalent of what happened on January the 6th, 2021, and not even close, not even remotely close.
Well, let's put it this way. None of these people write their own speeches. So we'd like to know who does, but none of them do. But it was a point that, you know, they've been using the term insurrection the whole time, and not one person has been charged at all with insurrection.
Yep.
Sedition or treason. So it's also important to, and I haven't heard anybody refer to what happened in 1983. There was what is known as a far left group in 1983 that bombed the U.S. Capitol. Mm. And this was done by a communist organization, and one person in this organization that was part of the bombing was a person by the name of Susan Rosenberg.
Yep. Okay. Hold that thought, because you're
we'll
going to get
on the other side. Yep.
Yeah. Hold that thought. You're going to get cut off. Yeah. We'll talk about that. And by the way, if you remember right, Bill Ayers was also a terrorist. Patty Hearst and that bunch and all those. The Symbionese Liberation Army. I remember them. All right. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back right after the top of the hour news with more. I'll see you on the return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.